This is CoreLight.org's 60-Second Serenity Practice. Life on Earth is about change upon change upon change. So ironically, you could say that change is the only constant in life. And the changes seem to be intensifying and accelerating with every passing day. Have you noticed? So to cope with the changes, it's essential to learn to adapt and flow. So I'm going to share a simple 60-second serenity practice with you that will help you remain balanced and centered while your thoughts and emotions and maybe even your physical world are shifting and moving. If you've ever seen a potter centering a lump of clay on a potter's wheel, or if you've ever thrown a pot yourself, you know that when the clay is perfectly centered and balanced, it appears motionless on the wheel no matter how fast it's turning. Whereas if the clay is not perfectly centered and the wheel is accelerated, the imbalance quickly exaggerates into such an extreme wobble that the clay can actually spin right off the wheel. This is a metaphor for our state of consciousness in these accelerated times. Thoughts and emotions have the capacity to pull our awareness off center. Especially when we're faced with what appears to be a crisis, we get hooked, and then we tend to spin out. So it's helpful to cultivate the habit of realigning our energy several times a day if possible. The centering technique that I'm going to describe here works with your subtle body, and it helps you feel balanced. And in case you've never heard the term subtle body, some other words for it are your aura or the energy field that is in and around your physical body. And it doesn't matter if you know about this or not, or if you can feel it or not, anybody can do this. And you can practice this almost anywhere, anytime. It's great to practice it in the midst of life's busyness, like, for example, standing in line at the grocery store, or in a crowd of people, or when you're feeling tired or irritable. It can help you prevent extreme reactions to challenging situations. And generally, it's just supportive on the path of awakening consciousness. So as soon as you find yourself in a state of upset or imbalance of any kind, you can stop what you're doing and you can take just 60 seconds to do this simple centering and balancing practice, and it will help ensure your peace of mind throughout the day. Most important is that you give yourself permission to stay centered. By forming this intention, it's like you're promising yourself that you can cope with whatever situations arise anytime, anywhere. Okay, so here's the technique. Sit or stand in a balanced and symmetrical position with the weight evenly distributed between both sides of the body. Take some long, deep, releasing breaths and mentally remind yourself to let go. Do this breathing enough times to ease all of the tense places in your body, the diaphragm, shoulders, your neck, your jaw, your scalp, your calf muscles. Now become aware of the soles of your feet touching the ground. And if you're sitting, become aware of your sit bones connecting to the surface of your seat. Next, become aware of the third eye area, which is between and slightly above your eyebrows. Hold the attention there for about 5 seconds. Then locate a spot in the center of your head, which is just a few inches behind the third eye. And if you need help finding the center of your head, you can draw an imaginary line between your ears and draw an imaginary line back from your third eye. And where those two imaginary lines intersect is the center of your head. So take a moment right now and see if you can put your awareness there. Feel that spot. I'll give you a few moments. Three glands reside there, roughly in the middle of your head. They are the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and the pineal. All of them serve an important function in maintaining your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Focus your attention there for a few moments. And after the energy has built up in the center of the head just a little bit, then drop your awareness down through the middle of the body, all the way to the base of the spine. This spot at the base of your spine is called the perineum. It's between the anus and the genitals. Hold your awareness there and allow the energy to build in that spot for a little while. Now move the energy slowly back up the midline again, all the way up to the center of the head. This midline of your body, roughly corresponding to the spine, but slightly in front of the spine, is what we call the core. Visualize this core of your body as a luminous tube of light. If you could see it clairvoyantly, it would look like a tube of golden white light running right down the middle of your body. This is the core of enlightenment that is within each one of us. It's not only the axis of the physical body, but it's the source that gives rise to all of your subtle bodies as well. This core is like the eye of a storm, or the still point, so to speak. So once you feel aligned with this core inside you, just holding this awareness can realign all of the other bodily systems. And the power of this centered alignment pulls the energy patterns of your thoughts and emotions back into balance. Now, simultaneously, hold your attention at the spot in the center of your head and along the core, all the way down to the base of the spine, allowing the energy to build and build. Feel and visualize the energy building. Feel and visualize the light of your core getting brighter and radiating beyond the body and out into the aura. Keep the focus on the center of the head and on the core, and let it emanate from there, filling the body and the aura completely. The longer you can hold this centered alignment, the more you'll experience a release of emotional and mental patterning, and the more the body will restore itself. But 60 seconds is often all the time we have, and that's really enough to make a significant difference, especially if you do this a few times a day. So that's it. It's a little mini meditation that will center your awareness in the moment, and with practice over time, you can permanently institute centeredness and balance and serenity in your life. This practice is best when it's complemented with a formal meditation practice, of course, but this little 60-second practice serves the overall purpose of meditation, which is to help you become centered at all times, no matter what you're doing and no matter what's happening in your life, and bringing serenity in. And eventually, when you become more permanently centered and balanced, this practice will naturally lead to a state of deep inner peace and joy, which can remain with you all the time. Thank you. I hope this is helpful to you, and I wish you all the best with the 60-second serenity practice, and may you find deep peace and serenity by using it. For more from CoreLight, visit CoreLight.com. www.realigningourenergy.org.